Thank you for listening to Gateway City Church Online today. We hope this message will be a blessing to you and draw you closer to God. Now, let's go into the service for today's message.
Father, we just come before you today, ready to receive that call that you are laying on all of our lives. The word that you have for us, the encouragement that you have for us, the lifting that we just need, Lord, from you. We know that the words we're going to study today are not ordinary words. They're your words. So let your word give us grace and life and strength. Let your word call us deeper into your love and deeper into a life that is only provided in Christ. I pray, Lord, for people that are in all kinds of situations, facing every kind of circumstance, that you will speak your word to each of them, Lord. Give them exactly what they need to hear. We rejoice, Lord, that you're a good, good Father, and we say we love you. And everyone that agrees, say amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning, and let's rejoice. Thank you, worship team. How about these guys? Aren't these guys doing a great job? Thank you. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm happy that we're together this morning, and I want to welcome everybody that's in the sanctuary, and if you're listening online, I found a text on my phone just from the first service, and one of our team was listening online, and they said, good job, and I said, thank you very much. I need that feedback before the second service so I can tune things up and make it right. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to begin a short series, just the month of August, on four messages called Be Strong. Everyone say, Be Strong. Now, like I've been hearing that people take, you know, when they get a little energy crisis in their life, that you can take vitamin B shots. Have any of you ever done, like, had a vitamin B shot and it gives you, like, energy? Anybody here? Is that real? Does it work? Okay, well, here today is a vitamin B, B-I-B-L-E shot, all right? I'm going to give you a little vitamin B from the Word of God and see if we can get you fired up and excited about this topic, which I believe is one of the super important topics of Scripture. Today, we're going to talk about how a strong spirit will release life to you. Now, you are body, soul, and spirit. You have deep within you, the way God has created you, a spirit. There's a spiritual side of your life. And when that side of your life is strong, it releases blessings. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I want to begin in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, and then we'll go to Ephesians chapter 6. If you have a teaching outline, you can grab it and follow along, fill in the blanks, and use it in your small group. If you're meeting or as you study the Word of God with your family, just take that along with you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 9. I'd like us to read this one out loud. It's so strong to read the Word of God. Let's read it out loud. Here we go. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Have I not commanded you? Be strong. Say it really good. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So when God says to us, be strong, he's not saying, stop being weak. You're a sissy. You know, you're something wrong with you. What he's saying is, I have a plan to make you strong and make you successful. And if you'll follow my word and you'll do as I teach, I will teach you to be strong. Now, there's one more verse that I love, and it's from the New Testament, book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, where Paul the Apostle says, finally, my brethren, this was at the end of everything he said in the book of Ephesians, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can remember the moment when we went through such a trial regarding this facility. I'm so grateful that we have this beautiful 66,000 square foot facility here at our San Jose campus. But it wasn't always like that. There was a time when we were struggling to find a place here in Silicon Valley. It wasn't easy. I think we moved in here in June of 2003. And we went through so much in the years prior to that, just trying to secure a facility. And at one point, there was a particularly nasty turn of events that was deeply discouraging to me, and it looked like we had hit a dead end. Of course, in one way we had, but then God opened a beautiful door for us to be in this facility. And I was talking to my dad about it and just explaining everything that had happened. He was asking about the building project and the process we were in. How's the bank? How's the financing? How's the construction and all that? I was just pouring out my heart to him, telling him all the reverses that we had had. And he said these words to me. I've never forgot. He said, "Son, it looks like you're going to have to toughen up." And I thought, wow, that's an option? Because like you, I lived a lot of my life hoping that God would lighten up life to a place where it would be comfortable for me. In other words, God, make my job easier, make my marriage easier, make my circumstances financial. Could you just bring all that down to a level where it's comfortable for me? But what I learned was that life doesn't work that way. God isn't in it to make your life easier to match the level of strength that you have. What happens is life comes as it comes, and God fills you with increasing strength. You toughen up and you get stronger in your life so that the way that you experience life is actually easier. Does that make sense? So if you're here today saying, "Lord, could you just cut me a break and give me like a nicer boss and give me a nicer professor and give me an easier marriage and all of that," God can help you in unbelievable ways. But one of the things he's saying to us today, one of the things that is repeated again and again in Scripture, is this idea that we need to rise up in strength. God wants us to rise up in his strength so that the way we experience life is a whole lot better. And I'm going to say a lot of things to you over the next few weeks because I want you to be strong. But the thing that I want to say to us today, if you forget everything else I say, remember this, that if you will allow God to make you strong, if you will say, "Lord, I give you permission to be strong inside of me," then you will live a more abundant life. You will experience life in a different dimension. I want to unpack this a little bit today and really give you some encouragement. Let's start with the question, why do we have to be strong? Why would God command us to be strong? If we go back to that passage in Ephesians chapter 6, there we say that Paul is talking to his Ephesian audience and that he's commanding them to be strong in the Lord, but he says, "Finally be strong." Why finally be strong? Well, he's been talking to them chapter after chapter, verse after verse, about marriage and about work life and about serving and about forgiving. And he's talking to them about being angry but not sinning. He's talking to them about how their language should be right and pure, how we should minister to each other and never tear each other down, but always have. So he's, in other words, he's talking about every kind of dimension of real life. He says, this is how a Christian should live. But in the end, to do all of this, you have to be strong. You have to be strong to live this kind of overcoming life. If you're going to be married, if you're going to have unity in your church, if you're going to have good relationships with your bosses and your coworkers, and if you're going to walk in true holiness, you have to let God fill you with supernatural power deep down in your spirit. He said, be strong several times in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 16, he says it again. He says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, and what? Be strong. So the message is be strong. Now, why do we need to have a strong spirit? Why would that be important? Well, having a strong spirit makes all the difference in our lives. God created us, as I mentioned, with a body, with a soul, and a spirit. Our spirit is that deepest core part of us that directly engages with God, that knows God, relates to God. That's where God actually lives. He dwells in our spirit deep inside of us. And so we need a strong spirit because, watch this, our spirit is the power plant of our lives. If your power plant is weak and struggling, if you have an energy source down inside you called your spirit, if that part of your life is struggling, everything else is going to be struggling. But if your power plant is functioning right and you're living to full power, everything's lubricated, everything is connected right, everything is strong, then the rest of your life, the whole foundation of your whole life, of your marriage, of your attitude, of everything you're doing comes from your spirit. That's why the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it are all the issues of life. It really comes down to what's going on deep inside of you. And that's the place where you've got to be strong, where the strength of God's got to fill your heart and fill your life, because that's the power plant of your life. If you are strong in your spirit, you will have a strong life through and through. But watch this. If you are weak in your spirit, everything else is going to be wobbly. Your work life, your marriage life, your relationships, your financial life, everything else depends on you being strong in your spirit. So this is why God commands us to be strong, and he draws our attention to it. Being strong in your spirit affects literally every area of your life. So we all need to be strong, and this is why God commands us to do so. Let me give you three things for you to think about when it comes to why you need to be strong. First, I think we need to be strong in a practical sense because of the days that we live in. The days that we live in are crazy. I saw somebody's Facebook post yesterday, and it said, "Is it just me, or has everyone lost their mind?" And I thought, no, that's about right. I think everybody's pretty well lost their mind. I mean, it's like all the pressures at work, all the pressures in school, all the things that are going on in our nation and around the world, it's just like three scoops of crazy. I mean, it is a challenge to live. And right here in Silicon Valley or wherever you live, there are pressures. People are facing financial problems. They're facing, marriage problems, family problems, fights at home, addiction issues. We're seeing people taken out one by one by addiction issues, all the wars, I mean, the injustice, the suffering, everything that's going on out there, it's like this world is in bad shape. How did that happen? How did that happen? Well, Captain Adam and his first mate, Eve, were driving the ship called Titanic Earth, and they drove us right into a iceberg of sin and failure, and they started a disaster that day. You say, well, if it was me, it wouldn't happen that way. Yes, it would have, because you're human just like them. God said, don't sin, and they sinned, and that sin created a crash and a disaster in this perfect order, this world that God had, and ever since then, there's been suffering, and so God says to us, look, you're going to have to be strong, because help is on the way, but this is a pretty big mess. And I'm giving my son to clean this up, and I'm sending help, but you're going to have to be strong. You're going to have to keep swimming. So the Lord tells us, I want you to be strong during the days that you live in. Because if you have a strong spirit, you can get through the pressures of life without falling apart. You were born to be strong, and you can be strong. I was looking at this verse, Proverbs 24:10. If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. First, I thought, oh man, that sounds like me. I fail under pressure. But this is not like a scolding verse, because we've all failed, right? How many have failed, right? So we've all known that moment where we choked under the pressures of life. But what was the problem? Why did we fail? Why weren't we up to it? The key is important. When pressure mounts, when temptation mounts, when life piles up and all that, the failure was in our spirit. Our strength was too little for that moment. You know, after the space shuttle Challenger went up, you know, and it went and exploded in flames, and you remember that. Was that 1982 or whatever? It was like a disaster. 85. Okay, so, and what they did after that, they had to try to put the pieces back together and figure out what went wrong. They do that after every airplane crash or after every accident or where they always try to figure out what went wrong. If you were in a situation where you failed, which would be the human experience is failure, right? what actually happened there? Well, what happened was your strength wasn't what it needed to be. If you had been stronger in that moment, all right, then you would have made it through that situation in a little bit better form. So the issue is, it's not about condemnation or, man, you blew it, you're a disaster, whatever. We've all failed. But the issue is, what would life be like if we were stronger in those moments? And so when I say to you, or God says to you, be strong, it's to cause you to stand up in a day that we're living in where there's lots and lots of pressure. I think we need to stand strong also to be strong because the enemy is at work. Even in Ephesians 6, where we first read that verse, be strong. That's the chapter where he unpacks everything about spiritual warfare. I don't know if you guys know this or if you want to know it, but you were born into a war zone. There is a massive war that's going on in the spirit, and everybody I know is under attack. If you think you're the only person under attack, you'll feel really conspicuous and embarrassed. But I just want to let you know, everybody is going through spiritual battles. And there are so many spiritual battles. There are evil spirits that are determined to break you down. They want to tempt you. They want to harass you. They want to get you to fall. They want to get you to quit. They want to get you off your calling. They want to knock you out of your place in the kingdom of God. It's a war that's going on. And so God is saying, because there's a spiritual battle, you've got to be strong. You've got to stand up against the fiery darts, and you've got to gear up. You've got to put your spiritual armor on and be ready to stand. And having done all, Paul says, to stand, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, because there's a battle that's going on. A strong spirit will be able to resist troubles. A strong spirit will be able to resist spiritual attacks. A strong spirit will be able to come against temptations when they come in like a flood, and you can feel the magnetic pull, the huge pull of discouragement or lust or pride or the desire to be drunken or just to go bananas, and you feel that pressure. But when you're strong on the inside, you say, nope, that's not where I'm going to go. So really, being strong helps us in every single situation in our lives. A man bragged one time. I heard a joke about a man who bragged one time. I, with my pocket knife, I cut the tail off of a man-eating lion. As the Bible says, Satan is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So this guy was boasting. I cut the tail off of a man-eating lion. They said, you did? Whoa, that's amazing. Why didn't you cut his head off? He said, well, because he was already dead. Well, we're not talking about fake strength, okay? We're not talking about exploits that anybody could do. Your enemy, your adversary, the lion, is real. He's a real lion. And he is seeking whom he may devour. And I watch people bite the dust all the time. And again, this is a message of challenge. It's not kind of like, I'm not talking, God's not saying to us, be strong because we're wimps or we're weak. He's saying to us, be strong because the stakes are high. Be strong because life's no joke. Be strong because the Titanic has crashed and people are struggling and people are fighting for their lives, and God is saying, just keep swimming. That brings us to the third reason why I think we need to be strong. And that's because it makes life better. If you're strong, you'll be able to live a better life. If you're strong, you'll be able to accomplish things that you can't accomplish if you're weak. We all have that list of things, we're going to do, We're going to do this project. We're going to write this book. We're going to, we're going to get this certain thing done. But we just never quite seem to do it. We don't get it done. We don't get it accomplished. But I wonder what would happen to us and to that list if we were stronger. If we were able to say, no, you know what? I am going to do this. God did speak to me. I am going to get that degree. I am going to move forward in my career. I am going to fix this issue in my life. I'm going to tackle it. I'm not going to shy away from it. I'm going to be strong. This kind of strength will teach us to accomplish more. It'll teach us to rejoice more. Strong people are happy. You know what I think you should be? Like, God wants you to be a happy warrior. Like somebody who just laughs. And you're strong. And life all around you, all hell is breaking loose. But you're a happy warrior. I've seen people, I just want to say to them, like, have you ever smiled? Do you smile? Do you know what a smile is? There's no joy. When they pray, they're sad. When they sing, they're sad. When they talk, they're sad. Just like pervasive sadness. Where's the laughter? See, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I think, I'm going to tell you something. A joyless person is a weak person. That's not condemnation. I'm just pointing out the truth of it, that if you let the joy of the Lord come back into your life, it's going to bring its best friend. The best friend of joy is a guy called strength. And when you let joy into your life, he's going to bring his best friend strength. He's going to be right there. And so smile once in a while. And don't be afraid to be happy and to rejoice and have fun and live life, because you're welcoming strength back into your life. If you have strength, you'll overcome problems. You'll actually even enjoy better physical health. Now, doctors will confirm this, that there's such a link between our inner life, our emotional life, and our physical health. That doesn't mean that if you are battling with sickness, there's something wrong with your inner life or something like that. What it means is that the stronger you get in the inside, the more power you have to recover from sickness. How many understand what I'm saying? The Bible says this interesting verse in Proverbs 18. It says, a person's spirit sustains him through sickness. Now, it doesn't say that God's people will never get sick. I mean, people get sick. It's a broken world. It's a disaster here. There's problems. And the only time that we're ever going to be perfectly whole is when we get new bodies on the other side of resurrection, okay? That day's coming. And in fact, the price has already been paid for that. And there's a whole lot of healing and a whole lot of miracles and a whole lot of answered prayers you can get on this side of eternity. But Paul the Apostle just said this. He said, we're all groaning, we're all struggling until we receive that resurrected body, that perfect body that we're all gonna have one day. So what that means is sometimes we do struggle with illness and sickness and fatigue, and we need to sleep and we need to eat right, and we have to try to be physically strong. But one of the most key issues on the inside of that is attitude. Attitude is a big part of our physical health. So he says, a person's strength or a person's spirit sustains him through sickness, but who can bear? How can you be healthy? How can you be together if your spirit is broken, if it's crushed? Remember I said, your spirit is the power plant of your life. And God says, look, I want you to take care of your spiritual life. I want you to have a strong spirit so that when you're in a struggle with sickness or a struggle in your marriage or whatever it is, that you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I think strengthening each other is so important. And I would call it like the mission of our church. I would say strengthening people is such a vital part of what the body of Christ does. Again, going back to the Titanic shipwreck analogy, okay? History, we've gone through this crash. Adam and Eve and humanity have been dashed. We had this beautiful creation, like this perfect boat, and we crashed it through sin. And now people are jumping overboard and people are suffering and people are being lost. And God says, I'm coming to rescue you. I'm coming to clean this up. I'm coming to help you. And I'm giving my son to save you and pull you out. But you got to keep swimming. You cannot give up, as bad as it is. And Isaiah says this. Watch this verse, Isaiah 35. Can we pop that one up on there? Isaiah 35 says, verse 3 and 4, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, say it with me, be strong. Do not fear. Behold, your God will what? Come and save you. Like when you're in a wreck, when you're in a disaster, like our planet has been, like our humanity has been, and God says, let me tell you, church, here's your role. Say to those that are weak, stay together, be strong, because God is on his way. He's coming to save you. And I think if we would just speak life to one another more often. Of course people are hurting. Of course they're struggling. All kinds of things are going wrong in the world. But we've got to be a church that says, be strong. We've got to be a people that says, look, I know this is bad, but God is coming near you. He's entering in. He's coming onto your scene. Be strong. Keep swimming. Hallelujah. Tell somebody next to you, keep swimming. Don't stop swimming, all right? Because it's bad out there, and you got to be. I don't know if you're a strong swimmer. I grew up around pools and oceans, and I love the water. I love to swim. I spend a lot of time in the water. Every week, I exercise in the water. I'm a strong swimmer. But I notice some people that are not strong, and I'm not like the strongest swimmer ever, but I'm a good, strong swimmer. And boy, does that come in handy when the shifts in current start to come. If you go out in the ocean and you get pulled into a riptide, or you start feeling the power, the incredible power of the ocean, you have to be really careful even if you're a strong swimmer. But if you're a weak swimmer, even just the tiniest pull, the tiniest current you won't know how to handle it. God said, I want you to be a strong swimmer. I want you to exercise yourself. I want you to be filled with my word, because there are tides and currents and problems, and I want to use you to rescue other people, to help other people and pull them out of the disaster that has taken place. So be strong. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong. Hold it together. Don't give up. And if there's a person in your life that's struggling, and you don't know what to say to him, say it gently, say it carefully, say it with compassion, but speak strength into them. Tell them, look, I know this is hard, but just don't stop swimming, because God is coming for you, and I'm here for you, and God wants you to be strong, and I'm going to pray that he will give you strength. The secret to your happiness is not in life getting easier. The secret to your abundance, the secret to you living that abundant life in Christ, is for you and I to allow the Lord to strengthen us and bring us to a new level, so the way we experience life is just a whole lot better. Does that make sense to anybody? All right, if you're watching and you're as a part of your small group, you're watching this video right now, you could take your teaching outline and finish the message, follow the scriptures, and enjoy a good, robust discussion. And you know what? Pray for each other to be strong, because the people in your small group need the strength of God. The rest of us, we're going to go into this next section. Just for the last few minutes of the service, I want to talk to you about how believers become strong. Because we need guidance on this. How can we be strong? You might be thinking, man, I'm not strong. Okay, but you can be. And here's the truth. The weakest person listening, if you will follow God's word, you can learn to be strong. I don't care if you're laid out on a hospital bed, everybody has forsaken you, you're out of money, you have no answers, you're in the worst situation that you've ever been in. People don't love you, they don't appreciate you, no one's helping you. If you will, in that weakest moment, if you will reach out to the Lord, he can show you how to be strong in that moment. This really works for everybody, because he says to all of us who are weak, don't be discouraged, let me strengthen you and make you strong. So here's three ways that I think we can be strong. Let me give you some practical ideas. Number one, if you want to be stronger, you have to know who God is. Do you know who God is? Daniel prophesied and he said, for those who know their God, those who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. It all begins with a relationship with God. We can't be strong in ourselves. We have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we get around his strength and it makes us strong. Do you know the Lord? I mean, not by reputation. Like I could say, well, I know Mike Tyson, but I don't know Mike Tyson. I mean, I know who he is, and I know he's a boxer. I know a lot about him, whatever I've read, but I don't know him, right? Do you know the Lord by reputation? Have you heard of him? You heard Jesus died on the cross? Are you actually in a personal relationship? Because you were born for a personal relationship with God. And you can know God. It's a personal, deep connection that you have, and it's relationship. And when you know God, when you know his love, when you know what he's like and you know what he thinks and how helpful he is and how gracious he is, when you know that, it strengthens you in your life. Sometimes we get into hard situations and we forget who God is. we forget how faithful he is, and we start to panic, or we, you know, that's our human condition. We kind of forget. But then we get back into his word. We get a nice vitamin B shot of who he is. Remember, he's good and he's kind and he's near me. And his promises never fail and his love never fails. God's not going to fail me. And I get that back in my life and I'm reminded of what I know about the Lord in relationship with him. How do you get to know God? If you don't know him, how do you get to know God? Well, there's a lot to be said about that. You get to know him through his word. You get to know him through his people. That's why I'm so glad we can gather week by week and so glad to be a part of a church where people are getting to know God, right? But in a real sense, it doesn't start apart from Jesus Christ. So I want to talk to those who may be here. You've never met Jesus Christ. You've never opened your heart to him. You can and you must and you need to if you want to be strong. You can't know God through philosophy. You can't know God through religion. You can really only know God through a personal relationship with Jesus. Jesus said this in John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father. No one can get to know the Father. No one can know God except through me. So Jesus said, I am the way. And I want to challenge you, if you've been away from the Lord, or if you've never made that personal connection with Christ, with God. Today at the end of the service, we're going to say a prayer. I want to challenge you to open your heart big time at the deepest possible level and just say, God, I want to know you. And if you're away from him and you've forgotten who he is and you've kind of lived on your own, say, Lord, I want to come back into relationship with you because that's how you become strong. The second piece of this question, how do we get strong, is we have to believe that he's with us. Now, let's get practical. Is God with us or not? That's a big question. I want to say to you that you can never be strong if you think God has forsaken you. If you think God isn't interested in you, if you think he's done with you, if you truly believe that you're on your own and you're by yourself, you will never be strong. The only way that you and I could possibly be strong in this broken world is if we believe he's standing right next to us. The only way we can be strong is if we absolutely believe he's with us and that he will never leave us and never forsake us. So we're driving home and our spouse is angry and we know there's going to be hell to pay when we walk through that door. And we say, God, I thank you that you're with me right now. I can handle this. And we go to that class where that professor is just tearing at it, at the Christian faith and mocking Christianity. But we know, hey, I'm not alone. I'm actually being accompanied right now. God, the Holy Spirit is all over me. I can walk into hell. I can walk through hell and I know he's with me. See how important that is? We all know that our children, when they get nervous and they get afraid, they want to cling to us. There's something about connecting. There's something about knowing that dad is near or mom is near that just drives the fear out of a child's life. And I think it's exactly the same for us in life. If you truly believe you're alone, you should be afraid. But I have news for you. You don't have to be alone. God is with you. He loves you. You were never born to be alone. He said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. My hand is on you. I like Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, where it says, this is my command, be strong and courageous. Okay, Lord, I hear you. You've said it to me 5 times in this message. How do I do it? Be strong and courageous, knowing that the Lord your God is what? Everybody say, God is with me. God is with me. There was a story about a little boy and his mom was putting him to bed and there was a thunderstorm, right? And this crazy noise and lightning flashing and she was just tucking him in and she was just about to leave the room and turn off the light. And he said, Mommy, can I sleep with you tonight? She says, no, baby. No, Mama's going to sleep with Daddy tonight. There was a long pause, silence, as that nervous little boy thought through, why would his dad need to sleep with his mom? And after a minute, he said, the big sissy. When you know God is with you, the storm isn't as scary. And let me just speak right into you. If you're in a storm, let me just speak right into you. God is with you in this storm. You're not alone. You're not on your own. So breathe, keep swimming, and believe that God is going to get you through. The last part of this is I think we get strong when we deal with our dismay. This is maybe the one thing that we have to work out. God is with us. We know him. But something else jumps into our life called dismay. And we have to deal with our dismay if we're going to be strong. Because dismay will drain the strength out of you. What is dismay? Dismay is a loss of courage because of a change in circumstances. Listen carefully. You had everything in row. You had all your ducks in a row. You had everything set. You had a plan. This guy was going to do this. These people are going to do this. You were going to do this. First, this was going to happen. Then that was going to happen. It's all set, right? But then, because life is such a disaster, it didn't happen that way. It didn't go according to plan. The marriage didn't go the way you had planned it. The ministry didn't go the way you planned it. Nothing happened. Something changed. And what entered in, when you had it all dialed in, when you had it all correct, you felt strong, you were confident, but then it changed and fear rushed in because of changing circumstances, right? That's called dismay. Something has changed and I'm freaking out. I saw the enemy. I was all for taking the land until I saw the enemy. Oh man, those guys are organized. They're serious. They're coming after me. And so fear hits you because the circumstance or your perception of the circumstance has changed. And what fear and dismay does, it drains the strength out of you. Have you ever had one of those moments where you got bad news and you can just feel the courage draining out of you? But here's what I want to say. You deal with dismay by realizing it's not your plan and it's not circumstances that are your safety. It's God's plan. Remember we said, we're not trying to get life to be easier. We're trying to get Christians to be stronger. That's the strategy. And so in that moment of dismay, we have to remind ourselves, come back up to that place. Wait a minute. God's got a plan. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to believe him. I'm going to be strong. And I want to say to you, if you've had a reversal in your life, hold steady, okay? God's got a plan. God's got this. And you can be strong even when everything is falling apart. You really can be strong. If you know him, if you're in relationship with him, if you trust him, if you believe that he's with you, and if you're willing to deal with your dismay. To those who are in dismay today, God says, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. This is our last verse. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. My dear brothers and sisters, what does it say? Be strong. Yeah, there it is again. Be strong. And you know, be strong is, to me, that part of the verse is an internal thing. Be strong means that's inside you. Be immovable, that's the rest of your life. Be immovable, that's the outward. I'm immovable on the outward because I'm strong on the inside. I can make it through this marriage crisis. I can make it through this job crisis. I can make it through this sickness. I'm not moving because inside I'm strong and I know that nothing I do for God is wasted. Do you believe that? So here's my challenge to each of you. I'm not sneaking up on you today. I'm trying to be real obvious. Here's my challenge. Be strong. Make the decision today. Whatever's going on in your life, make the choice. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be strong in the Lord. And in the power of it, I'm not moving. I'm going to stand strong. I'm going to keep swimming. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to drown. God is on his way, and he's got a plan. Do you believe that? All right, I want to pray for you. Bow your heads, guys. The Holy Spirit is coming right next to you. He's so close. He's all over you in this moment. He brought you to this place for sure. And I know he's talking to you. Father, I'm asking right now that you would anoint every single one of us with a measure of strength, Lord, that raises us above the hurt and the dismay, above the fear and the panic and the currents and the struggles that we just wish would go away but don't seem to go away. So, Lord, we're reaching out for more strength. Give us more strength, Lord, so that we can experience life abundant in Jesus. We're not going to ask you anymore, Lord, to make our life easy. We are asking you to make us strong, Lord. Make us strong in Jesus' mighty name. If I was you, I would lift my hands in this moment. Just say, Lord, I receive your strength. I declare strength over you right now. I speak strength over you right now. I bless you with strength right now. I bless you when you're sick. I bless you when people are against you, when people challenge you and you don't feel like you deserve it. I bless you to be strong in the Lord and unmovable, that you will not be knocked out of your place in this world because God put you there and you will be strong. When your circumstances have changed and you had no clue it was coming, you're still going to be strong because your strength isn't in your story. Your strength is in your God. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen us, I pray. Now, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, just 30 seconds longer, if I could speak to you that are in this room that you don't have relationship with Christ, you've maybe heard of God, but you don't know him. You can know him. And I want to give you an opportunity. I would never embarrass you. But while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I would love to pray for you if you would just slip your hand up and say, Pastor David, that's me. I need to give my life to Christ. In that way, I want to pray for you so that you'll come into relationship with Christ. If that's you and you're here, just lift it up. Pastor David, pray for me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, young man. Wherever you are, put your hand up. Thank you for that. I want to pray for you. Thank you. I see you over there to my left. It's wonderful. Back all the way against the back. That's the sixth hand. That's wonderful. Is there anybody here over to my right? Just say, Pastor David, pray for me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to turn it over to him. Yeah, I see you. Thank you, sir. There's seven people with their hands. Lord, I praise you for touching people. And I know probably in the cafe and online, there's others, and I'm asking, Lord, for every person that's reaching out to you to know Jesus, you would meet them supernaturally in this moment. Touch them, Lord. Go deep into their life, deep into their spirit, and change them forever. Wash away their sins. Give them the power of the Holy Spirit and fill them with the strength of God. Thank you, Lord, that even when we are weak, you are strong inside us, Lord. Change our lives, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody, take a look up here. Seven people are making a wonderful decision. I remember making that decision. What do you guys think about that decision? Is that a good thing? It's awesome. So, beginning of a whole new life. There's a card right in front of you that says, I've decided. You heard about it earlier in the service. I'd love to have you fill that out. We're going to pray. You fill out that card. We're going to say a prayer together. And this would be a prayer that all of us will pray, listening online in the cafe. Let's look at the prayer. This is our response to God in this moment and his word. So let's all pray this prayer together. Father God, your love is making me strong. Thank you for looking past my dismay and filling me with your strength. Lord Jesus, because you are the true strength of my life, I give myself completely to you. And beginning today. All right, now you got me about half sold on that last line. I'm with you, but I'm not sure you're sure. So maybe we could just say that one more time, like people that are fired up with a shot of vitamin B, all right? So I give myself completely to you, and beginning today, I boldly declare that I am strong in your name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now we're going to worship the Lord for the last 3 minutes of this service. You're going to have an opportunity to give. Thank you for your generosity as the bag comes by. That's all for the Lord and for the work that God is doing through us. Let's honor the Lord today. And in a moment, you'll see some of my friends that are coming forward. They're going to be here after the service to pray for you if you need prayer. So let's worship the Lord together as we give.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, God. And I may be weak, but your spirit's strong in me. And my flesh may fail, it may fail. But my God, you never will. Come on, let's sing it together.
I don't want it to be the end. How many love that song? Give me faith. Everybody say, give me faith, Lord. All right, Kathy and I are going to speak a blessing over you. This beautiful woman is going to share Be Strong Part 2 next Sunday. So you're in for a treat. She's going to share with you. Like I mentioned, some people are up here in the front, and if you need prayer, you just need to check in with someone. You need healing. No, they're right here. We're here for you. Your need is important. It's important you receive strength. So we're going to speak a blessing over you now and then dismiss you to love each other and live big this week, all right? Father, I thank you for the times when our knees are knocking and our legs are weary and we're wondering, Lord, if we can make it. And then you come and you speak to us that we can be strong. We receive your strength. Holy Spirit, we receive it right now. Make us strong and let us live big this week for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Kathy and I love each and every one of you. God bless you. Hey, if we haven't met you, we'd love to shake your hand. That'd be awesome. The rest of you, you're dismissed. God bless.